Welcome to the Break Bill Podcast. 40 days to break the things that hold us back from relationship with God. 40 days to build a habit of daily relationship with God and experience His goodness and joy. Break Bill. Today is day 11. New fulfillment. Fulfill not to destroy. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace. Exhale your worries. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Open your heart to praise the Lord. Psalm 16 verses 5 to 6. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my Lord. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. Let's pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let us pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Matthew chapter 5 verses 17 to 20. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. Jesus started a movement which brings people back to the kingdom of God. In doing so, he was doing two things together. He had to show the Jews that this new movement was the fulfillment of what the Israelites had believed and longed for. And he had to show to those who followed him that they needed to live in the new way he was about to teach them and not live in the old rotten way. It is not what The Pharisees and the teachers of the law taught what's wrong. It is just what they were teaching. They could not live it out. It is not what the tradition they brought to the Jews is wrong. It is just the tradition has become a dead tradition and not a life-giving tradition. It is so easy for a Christian to live in a traditional church, keeping everything the same and never change. It is also very easy for a Christian to totally destroy the tradition to build up new things. How can we get the balance to keep those traditions that God commands and change those things in the tradition that God wants us to change is what Jesus wants to teach us today. I know quite a number of Christians only read New Testament or familiar with New Testament, but never read Old Testament. Why? Same reason. A misunderstanding of we as Christians have no need to learn the old things, but the new thing started with Jesus. This is what Jesus wants to correct in today's passage. Dear Lord Jesus, lead us to be able to fulfill, not to destroy, and to know what do we have to break and how to build. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what is the danger of some heretical religious organizations to add or take away words from the Bible? What is the problem according to Jesus? Number two, what were the problems of those Pharisees? Is it what they taught was wrong? Is it their tradition was wrong? What's really wrong? How can a church or a Christian catch the same virus? Have you seen such examples of those who can talk but cannot live out what they talk about? How much destruction would that bring to others? Number three, have you read the whole Bible, New Testament and Old Testament once? What's wrong with reading just part of the Bible? What is your new plan to read the whole Bible now? Number four, have you got the balance to keep those traditions that God commands and change those things in the tradition that God wants us to change? Family Corner. Number one, how do you help your family to keep those that needs to keep and change those that need to change? Number two, how can you encourage your family members to finish reading the whole Bible and then continue to read the Bible as many times as possible? Let us praise the Lord.
Worship His holy name. Still my soul sing your praise.